are you?
Dennisport resident Steve Young moves slowly along the grocery line at the family pantry, placing items in a paper bag.
Runs along real smooth here. Everybody's very friendly, too.
He's currently on disability and is unable to work.
My last long, big job was I made Corian countertops. They were all custom-made. That was 15 years of doing that. And I've been a licensed plumber and in the trades all my life since I was 16.
Young says having the family pantry as a resource is a big help.
Just takes off that edge, you know, when something goes wrong. You know, there's no extra money.
At the end of the line, volunteer Kathy Kellogg reaches into a nearby freezer and offers Young a 2-pound package of frozen bluefish.
And we also have bluefish.
I want some bluefish.
All right. Put that in there right now.
The bluefish are courtesy of the Fish for Families program started by the Cape Cod Commercial Fishermen's Alliance. They partner with local fishermen to supply fish for the family pantry at reduced prices. The effort is supported by grants from Cape Cod Healthcare, Cape and Islands United Way, and the Kelly Foundation. Nancy Savetta is communications director for the Fishermen's Alliance.
We started last year in August, and we did scallops. Around the holidays last year, we did sea clams. Earlier this summer, we did skate wing fillets. And then right now, we're doing bluefish.
Savetta contacted commercial fisherman Tom Smith about helping out with the bluefish program, and Smith said he was happy to participate.
It was great to be involved with a food pantry, and I'd like to do it again, and I think we're going to continue to do it going forward and work out the logistics of it and try different species of fish and see what works best.
On a recent trip, Smith's boat, the Sea Wolf, caught 2,500 pounds of bluefish. The fish was processed into 1,000 pounds of fillets at the Pier Fish Company in New Bedford. Rich Barry manages the operation.
So what's going on right here?
We're getting ready to process the fish for the pantry. The bluefish is coming down the line now, and we're just waiting for the cutters to get back from break.
The fish was then delivered to the family pantry, where Mary Anderson is executive director. She says people qualify for food distribution based on federal poverty guidelines.
I think you have to put your pride in your back pocket. That first time walking through this door, I think, is very difficult.
Anderson says that during 9 years in her position, she's seen the economy improve, but says many people are still struggling, and the increasing number of families seeking help each month tells the story.
When I was first here, the average was 400 or 500 families a month, and now it's 1,100 families a month.
Nancy Savetta says she hopes to expand the Fish for Families program to include other species.
We land millions of pounds in Chatham of skate wings and dogfish every year, and most of it gets exported to Asia, to Europe, to the UK. So why not keep some of that local product local and help out families in need right here on Cape Cod?
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
The bluefish program at the family pantry will continue until all the frozen fillets are gone. For WCAI, I'm Brian Morris in Harwich.